On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. First of all, Heather, let's get the numbers before we talk about the news of the week. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, you know, looking at those new crop months is really what's kind of been front and foremost for all of us here at the ARC Group is concerning ourselves with where those new crop numbers are moving, which direction they're going. And obviously this week it was a little bit tougher week. Monday was a little bit positive, so it held us together probably more so than everyone realizes. But as far as December 2017 corn goes, week over week closed down about 13 cents. On the November 2017 bean board, we're down about 22 cents. And on that July 2017 Kansas City wheat board, off about 16 cents. So definitely could have been a lot rougher given the information that came out from USDA this week. But like I said, we had a little bit of a positive day Monday that kind of helped hold the week together.
In regards to that USDA report on Thursday, a lot of volatility after that. What's the talk because of that?
You know, there's a lot of different things that play into these reports. And as far as USDA releasing numbers on South America, you know, if you just put your thinking cap on for a second, you can realize that that's probably not the easiest thing in the world to do if you're the USDA. We've got CONAB, which is the Brazilian version of USDA that releases kind of what they think's going on. USDA has got their own information about what they think's going on down there, especially in Brazil. But it's a really hard thing to try and pinpoint. So, you know, when USDA's numbers came out on Thursday, their numbers are actually slightly bigger as far as production goes, even versus CONAB's numbers. So I think that was a lot of kind of the shock of the report. You know, we'd been building in what we thought these numbers were all week long. And had the USDA released something, what the trade had thought, you know, we probably would have had a pretty mild day Thursday. But because USDA's numbers were even slightly higher than CONAB's, that's where we saw the increased volatility to the downside Thursday and then the follow-through Friday as well.
All right. We don't have the fund numbers yet for this week, but, you know, just in general trends, what seems to be the attitude of the funds related to grains right now?
Well, it does look like we'll probably see a reduction in the long positions that funds are carrying on both corn and beans through this week. A lot of that was ahead of the report, trying to get a little bit less volatility, I guess, in their position, so to speak, going into this report. And then we'll probably continue to see some lessening, some lightening of funds as we approach this prospective plantings report at the end of this year, or this month, excuse me. So we'll probably see some position neutral activity going on for funds. You know, they were super long in bean oil and bean meal and the beans in general. So we'll probably see that back off as we get closer to planting intentions report. That's kind of a best guess opinion from pretty much all the traders in the industry right now, is that this might be more of a risk-off position time for the funds.
All right, very good. As we kind of wrap up our conversation, you mentioned the prospective plantings report at the end of the month, but what's kind of the next thing? What should we be focused on in terms of our marketing plan?
You know, as far as the marketing plan goes, you know, we've been sitting pretty good on beans right now. We definitely feel pretty comfortable with where our bean positions are. Corn is obviously the big question out there. You know, when are we going to rally? If that happens, what's the number? So we've got, you know, 20 to 30% of the crop is floored with floor protection, somewhere in that $3.90 to $4 futures mark. And then we've started our averages. Everywhere across the board here, we're basically going to be averaging up to about 65-75% of the crop going forward. Now, a lot of guys wonder, you know, what does that do for me when the market starts, you know, decreasing like this? Well, it keeps forcing our hand, and we'll continue to keep selling into that. But as we get more rallies, what we'll do is we'll add on extra positions during those rallies and get ourselves clear up to crop insurance guarantee or production guarantees, if possible, during those rallies. You know, if we get back into that $4 futures mark on December 17 corn, that'll be the fourth time in the last month and a half if we can get there in the next 2 weeks or so. You know, so keep that in mind. Every time you see $4 futures, it might not be your ideal number, but we've basically made it to about $4 and then ran out of steam here three times in the last month. So it's probably a good indicator if we get back there, we need to continue to pull the trigger on those bushels.
All right, very good. It's a great discussion. Thanks for the information. Have a good weekend, Heather.
Thanks, you too, Chad.
All right, very good. Again, Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.